Hello and welcome to Core Finance. I'm Matt Brown. I'm joined by Stephen Woodcock, Head of Risk Management at TerraFX. How are you today, Steve?
I'm very well, Matt. Thank you.
Busy old week, actually, in the markets. A lot of kind of macro prints, and we're coming to the better part, or the more exciting part. Bank of England tomorrow, non-farm on Friday. But the markets, the FX markets, kind of positioning themselves for these announcements or reacting to them?
Certainly does look like Sterling's being positioned in expectation of maybe talk of a rate rise or at least going that way. But as I think last time I was on, I said Sterling's behaved very well over the last 3 months or so. It's maintained a sort of bid tone generally. All buying one part when it did drip off to 130.60 or something. Mm-hmm. But Sterling's holding up. But like you say, it's actually there's quite a few. You know, we've got the Fed tonight. We've got the UK tomorrow and payrolls Friday. So and it seems to be that, you know, obviously the Catalan problem has been the focus over that. Well, was up until the beginning of the week, I suppose. Yep. But there's news from everywhere. So how do you position yourself for that, really? I think we'd, when these events happen, we have the usual half an hour of mad market, and then we sit down, all take stock, and see then what happens. I think that's the way it seems to be to me at the moment.
And it feels it might be like that tomorrow with the Bank of England. Everyone will probably get ahead of themselves. The moves will happen. And then everyone will look forward to non-farm on Friday, or maybe, you know, still talk about the Fed announcement tonight, as you rightly say.
Yeah.
I mean, with regards to the Bank of England, and you say Sterling's behaved itself pretty well over the recent months. It's now at 133. We had some good data out, ISM data this morning. PMI data, better than expected in the UK. But has the market been a bit complacent, thinking this is nailed on, and saying 85%, 90% chance of a Bank of England rate hike tomorrow? Do you think Mr. Carney's going to disappoint?
I try not to predict these things. I don't generally get involved in the run up as well. It is what it is. Let's wait and see what happens. I personally don't position myself up in front of this expecting anything, because, you know, if you're going to have a stop over these numbers, you're not getting filled in your stop. It's getting much further through than that. So these days, because of the way the market trades, we do get a few gaps now, and I've got to the stage now where that risk reward now of, you know, positioning up or not, I think that's come so far. It's a lot closer than it used to be. Mm-hmm. And like I say, I think you can sit there now and not be positioned for it and trade after the event.
Yeah. Deal with what's in front of you rather than flip a coin 50-50, black or red, decide which way it's going to go. Sometimes can be better. I mean, that's a very interesting point. You're talking about the gaps now that you see in the markets, sometimes directly after events, and they're quite big gaps. And if you are trading these markets and you've got stops and limits, etc., certainly stops, you can expect slippage.
Oh, you've got to accept it.
And why do you think that is? Do you feel that that's a lot of the big players stepping away from the market? So there's a lack of liquidity because they don't want to be on the wrong side of the trade. You're head of risk management. You'll see that. And is it that these big banks and FX desks have tighter limits?
Yes.
So they can't. They don't want to blow
them out.
That's
exactly what it is.
They don't want to have that awkward conversation, be dragged into the office with the head of trading to explain why they were positioned the wrong side of euro dollar.
And not only that, why they were positioned, and then also why on the number, how come we lost 100 grand or half a million quid or whatever it is. Our machine, gets loaded up with orders, if 5 minutes before it comes out, the machine is just going like this, it's just getting loaded with so many orders, stop orders with stop trades with return stops that are, ridiculous,
right.
And really you're done.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's, you're a professional trader in these markets and you've been here a long while. Yeah. That's done because the market's going like that anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And generally,
you're just writing a check to your broker.
You virtually would be. Yeah, that is how it works. Yeah, because people are putting their stops in so tight, you know. And it's this retail, you know, retail outlets now that, you know, allow all this, and you know, you have to manage it properly. Yeah, and I think what's happened is, like you say, is the banks and mid and lower tier sort of banks, investment venues are staying away from it and not getting involved in that rubbish. Mm. Because believe me, it is rubbish. Yeah, it's the same people all the time. It's, you know, and they're after the event, you know, they're done, or their stop's filled 50 points through their stop, and they go, oh, but my stop was here. Why am I? You know, and it's sometimes it's laughable, some of the questions you get asked after these events. You know, people just think that, oh, well, my stop was at 20. Why am I filled at, you know, 70 below? Mm-hmm. I should have been at worst 19, you know. And that is the perception of some of these people, you know. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's one thing for all the viewers and traders in the FX market. If the big boys aren't playing, what are you doing getting involved? And if you are going to put stops, maybe widen them away.
You have to, yeah.
Ahead, or look at guaranteed stops if you're happy to pay that premium.
I've known two or three companies throughout my career that were companies that guaranteed stops. They're no longer around. It's not something I agree with. I wouldn't do it. We don't offer things like that.
Understood.
Because you know, it's unplayable. Mm-hmm. And like I say, you know, big companies as well that have gone to the wall because they guaranteed stops. And like I say, you're opening yourself up to unlimited losses and extremely low, you know, maximisation. You know, mm-hmm. it's terrible.
Eat like a pigeon and do something preferably
excellent.
Like an elephant.
That's the one,
is the case. Well, on that note, and traders, please trade safe ahead of the numbers due out tomorrow. Steve Woodcock, Head of Risk Management at TerrorFX. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Matt.